This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. At some point, most of us will be told we need a CAT scan of our head, abdomen, or perhaps our chest to help doctors make a diagnosis. A CAT scan is a series of X-ray images of the body taken from different angles and then assembled by a computer. Rarely will the discussion of CAT scans or CT scans with the doctor point out the exposure we will receive from the CT scan. Certainly, CT scans can have enormous value. They have reduced the need for surgeons to operate unnecessarily, say for exploratory surgery in the case of appendicitis, and CTs have reduced the need for other aggressive interventions. On the other hand, CT scans expose the body to far more radiation than mammograms, bone density tests, and dental x-rays, and 70 times more radiation than a simple chest x-ray. How we live our lives exposes us to radiation from the sun and other sources. This background radiation has remained relatively constant over the past several decades, but our exposure to medical radiation has more than doubled, mostly as a result of high-dose medical images like CT scans that have only been around since the early 1980s. CT scans currently account for about 24% of all radiation in the U.S. The problem is that CT scans are way overused. Here's an example of how this happens. A patient of mine had an unusually bad headache. It was a weekend, and he went to the ED, where a doctor took a history and ordered a CT. No examination or laboratory tests were performed. The CT came back normal, and he was told he had an ordinary headache and was quickly discharged with instructions to take an ibuprofen. He was also told if the headache comes back, he might need a follow-up CT. Each year, 80 million CTs are performed in the U.S., and we know that medical radiation causes certain cancers, but there are few studies to help us understand the exact impact of radiation on the development of cancer. Estimates suggest that 2% of all cancers are due to CT radiation exposure. Now, studies are hard to do because we can't expose one group of people to CTs and not expose another and then study them for decades. So we depend on historical studies. In this case, 25,000 Japanese survivors of atomic bombs in World War II. They all received the equivalent radiation dose of 4 CT scans. And over the years, they showed a small but real increase in cancer. To reduce the excessive use of unnecessary CT scans, beginning in 2025, the federal government's Health and Human Services will begin monitoring CT radiation exposure. The hope is to reduce the dose of radiation from CT scans and prevent about 14,000 cancers each year. So where does all of this leave you? If you have been told you need a CT, ask if the test is really necessary. Ask if the doctor can get the same information from an MRI or an ultrasound, neither of which uses any radiation. And certainly avoid CT scans as a part of any wellness check. They are unnecessary. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.